time for the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up this hour, we've got Krista's news. We're also going to try and get to that top 10 list that we skipped out on you guys last week on, if we have time. But let's go ahead and kick the music off with Dies Dreer and Don't Hit Delete right here on the family meeting on NWCZradio.com. Family meeting. That was Dies Dreer with Don't Hit Delete.
Please don't hit delete.
Yes, please don't hit delete. Please don't just shut down the website. Keep listening, I guess is what we're trying to say. Last week, our buddy Opie's getting married. So I had to go get fitted for a tux. And he told me I had to pay at the tux shop down in Tacoma. So I called the guy and I was like, I got to go in and get my measurements done. Do I have to come down to Tacoma or can I do it at one of the other stores? He's like, oh, I can just do it over the phone.
What?
Exactly. How the hell are you going to measure somebody over the phone? He's like, well, how tall are you? And I go, if you're going to go off like my height and my weight, this tux is not going to fit at all. I've never heard of anybody trying to fit you for a tux over the phone. That was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard from anybody. And I've heard some dumb shit.
You look so goofy. It's just been like,
I look goofy in a tux anyways because I got this scrawny little neck and this big freaking gut. I look retarded.
I'm a fat guy with a 13-inch neck. Can you make that tux for me?
I got a pinhead, no ass, and a and a big-ass gut.
It ended up looking like a habit for a nun.
Yeah, exactly. So that was on Friday. On Saturday, we actually went to this cool little bar up in Arlington called the Mirkwood Shire Cafe. And if those names ring a bell with any of you, it's the Lord of the Rings. And you walk in this place. And
I had no idea.
I know. That's why I'm explaining it. You walk in and they've got like the Misty Mountains Bar, which is a place in Lord of the Rings. There's like Rivendell Hair.
I can honestly tell you this does not sound like a bar I would ever walk into.
Well, what's cool about this place is they actually do a lot of shows there and some really cool bands play there. And it'd be a really cool place to see some live music, which is what we went to do last night because we went and checked out or on Saturday night.
Is it like Lord of the Rings music? music or is
no,
it?
No. I mean, they've got like, well, I guess some of it could be considered that because there's heavy metal bands that play there that do kind of like.
Do they dress up like elves and
no,
shit?
No, it's not the freaking Renaissance fair. There's
they all walk around going, one ring to rule.
Exactly.
You can't dance because you're going to get hit by somebody's quiver.
Exactly. No, it's not like goofy like that. But
sounds that way.
It sounds
like Enchanted Village for grown-ups.
Well, it kind of was. No, we went and checked out Jess Lambert and the Thousand Years. And after they got done playing another band that basically is the Thousand Years, they just swap out singers. It's Scientists, Priests, and Painters was the second band that played. And a friend of ours is the singer for that band. And Jess is the singer for the Thousand Years. And it was a whole lot of fun. There was another artist there from Spokane. Her name was Lexi Jane. That if you get a chance, you should check her out on Facebook because her stuff's pretty cool too. And I just felt like Miley Cyrus. That was pretty cool.
Well, you just hung out at Lord of the Rings town, so.
I wouldn't know that that's not what Miley, is that what she's famous for saying? That's pretty
well,
cool.
Well, the only reason I know that is because of Saturday Night Live. Sure. They do a skit on Saturday Night Live where they make fun of her, and that's like her catchphrase on the Saturday Night Live skit.
So what's Miley Cyrus up to this week, Jason?
I have no idea. I don't follow Miley Cyrus.
Well, she's not old enough to get into the Lord of the Rings bar yet, so.
Exactly.
At the Lord of the Rings bar, do you have to buy like cocktails that are like green and steamy and...
No, and it's not a bar. Actually, it's a vegan restaurant, too, which, so I didn't eat while I was there. It's all making sense now, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just have really cool live music there, and it's just kind of a cool little place to hang out. I did find out while I was there that it's really hard to hustle people playing pool when you're wearing a Stroke It hoodie. Because they're like, oh, do you want to jump in and play a game of pool? And I was like, well, I'm not sure I know how to play. And then I looked down and realized I was wearing my Stroke It hoodie. But who's gonna hustle a bunch of hobbits and elves anyways?
I couldn't believe there's a pool table in a vegan deli.
It wasn't a deli. It was like I said, it's a bar and a coffee shop and.
Well, to be a deli, you have to have a meat, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Yeah. Solid point. Some stuff I want to mention that's going on this week. Becca's playing on Thursday the 5th at Goldberg's, so I'll be hanging out down there. You should come down and check her out.
What kind of day is that?
That's a Thursday.
Oh, I should have known. That's your spot for Thursdays.
It is. It's our spot for Thursdays because the food is good, the entertainment's good, and the guy at the bar is just really cool to sit there and BS with for a couple of hours while Becca's performing. And I also want to mention on April 13th, that's Friday the 13th, Sweatbox Entertainment presents A Slice of Hip Hop at Louis G's. Mr. Vaughn's going to be performing. The Breaklights are going to be performing, which we're going to play one of their songs here coming up pretty quick, and Warrior Music, and I'll be down there checking that out at Louis G's on April 13th.
I thought yesterday was Friday the 13th. It wasn't even Friday.
It wasn't Friday. It was the 31st. So you were off. Well, I guess if you swapped the numbers, it could have been a 13th.
That's a true story.
Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised you even knew there was a Friday the 13th around this time.
There's going to be like four of them this year, I think. It's like the most Friday the 13ths ever.
I don't know how you know that, because you're the only person in this room who probably hasn't looked at a calendar all year long.
Well, I probably heard on one of my news shows.
You don't watch the news. Unless they're talking, are there games? Are there going to be games on Friday the 13th?
Oh, maybe Jon Stewart was talking about on The Daily Show.
Oh, that could be. That's almost like news. I'm surprised
you watched
that. It
sounds like something they would talk about on The Daily Show.
That is my news. I do not watch the Colbert Report, because I do not like that guy, but...
I liked him when he was on The Daily Show.
Yeah, I liked him when he was on The Daily Show, and then he tried to get his own little spinoff, and he's like, he's too Fox News-ish for me.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't care for it either. I guess he's too much in your face. Jon Stewart, you can tell which way Jon Stewart doesn't really lean either way politically.
Yeah.
He just makes fun of everybody, and Colbert Report, he seems to just kind of single in on one area.
He is super super Republican and Tea Party-ish.
All right, what do you have going on this week, John?
Oh man, well I didn't have anything going on because I had to buy books and make a car payment this week, and those are both more than my unemployment check. So
put them together and it's really bad.
Yeah, so I was broke. So I stayed home and watched a whole bunch of Final Four or a whole bunch of March Madness.
Go Wildcats.
And that's all I did.
Everybody thinks I'm a bandwagon jumper because the Kentucky's doing so well, but I root for them because I've got family down there. They're one of those teams that I always root for every year, and I always get, for a lot of years, I got hosed on my brackets for the Final Four because I would pick Kentucky, and there were some pretty lean years there where they weren't all that great, and I always got hosed because I'd pick them to go far. But
they call you a bandwagon jumper because Kentucky's, you say there's been some lean years, but they've always been good.
They've always had a decent team, yeah. But there were a lot of years where they got knocked out in the first round of the tournament.
I am a bandwagon jumper because I like players and not teams, and so like I like LeBron James, so I like watching the Heat today. And
you're the one guy left that still likes LeBron James.
Oh, that guy still sells a lot of jerseys.
I'm sure he does.
So that's all. That's seriously like all I did.
Really?
Yeah. Duquesne stopped by my house the other day.
Did you guys drink a 40, or has he gotten past that?
No, we drank a 211 out of a can. Oh, I had to pour my. I would not drink it out of a can. I poured my shit into a glass to be high class with my 211. Duquesne was drinking.
Yeah, you don't want to trash it up with that 99-cent sticker on the side.
No, the 211 hasn't been 99 cents in like 7 years. They used to have these big...
It's a buck and a quarter.
I actually feel good about myself that I don't know that.
They used to have these big orange 99-cent stickers on the side of the 211 bottles of the 22s. And they haven't been 99 cents. We were pissed when they bumped the price up. They're like $1.85 now for some...
That's like 100% inflation. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. It happened in like 2 months.
I bet you can buy those at the old Thunder Chief. We were driving over to Dad's, and they've got that big reader board out front. And you know the place is ghetto when the first thing that pops up on that reader board, it just says cheap beer. And then the next thing that pops up is Swishers, buy one, get one free. And you know you're going into a ghetto deli when that's the case, when that's what you see when you're walking in.
When I came by, I said Taco Tuesday. And I had to look at my phone to see what day it was and realized it wasn't Tuesday.
I know everyone loves tacos, but when did Tuesday become International Taco Day?
Because it rhymes.
Yeah, that's got to be the only thing. And I kind of liked what you your comment the other day about Taco Tuesday turning.
Why does Taco Tuesday always turn into Loose Butthole Wednesday?
All right, what do you have going on, Krista? On that note, let's move on to Krista.
I didn't do a whole lot last week. Went to pool. I play twice a week, and I didn't play either night. So I showed up and left, and I took the dogs to the dog park in the rain. And we have this little dog. It's part pug, part chihuahua.
It's a chug.
Yes. And another dog.
Which is ironic that John would have a dog in his house called a chug.
Another dog showed up that looked just like him. And the lady,
one eye and all?
This dog had two eyes and a sweater.
I was going to say, that's freakier than shit right there.
but it still had the same dog nose. It still had
That's like a fringe moment.
And the lady called it a pug wawa. So apparently you can call those dogs whatever you want to.
She called it a pug wawa.
Was she Asian?
No.
No.
But this dog had a sweater on. So anti-animal clothes, right? So John took a picture of the dog with my phone, and we sent it to my boyfriend, whose dog it actually is. And he was pissed when he thought we put a sweater on the dog. I told him we need to come home and fix the fence because we got an invisible fence because the dog will dig under it and get out. And he said, if that's my dog in a sweater, he can run away.
So we were at the dog park for like a half hour, and all the other dogs were like pulling on this dog's sweater. Like there was like four dogs attacking this little dog with the sweater on.
The dog.
And they were trying to pull his sweater off. And she's like, maybe I should take the sweater off because... other dogs are going to rip it apart.
Maybe you should let them.
And then she said, maybe I should leave it on so they are only getting the sweater.
Well, yeah, because Willie had like little clumps of fur all over his like hindquarters and his back where dogs had been like grabbing him and pulling on him.
It was all his extra fur, though, because the dog has so much stinking hair that it's got hair just coming out of him. I think it might have been because he was running a lot and stuff because he sheds really bad.
When we had the black dog, I could just wear a bunch of black clothes and nobody could see. Now we got this little white fucker, and
now we got the black dog and the white dog though. So what kind of clothes are you gonna wear to hide black hair and white hair?
You just got just looking furry everywhere you go.
Yeah, we've got a black dog, and I bought some khakis for work, and I never even gave it a thought, but I got to work, and it looked like it was Bring Your Dog to Work Day, because I just had black hair everywhere.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I went to the casino and donated to the Muggle Shoots over the weekend.
You're so generous.
I'm a giver. And that is about it.
That dog got so dirty at the dog park. And when we were there, this white dog showed up, and it was raining. And this white dog runs over to this mud puddle and just lays down in it.
It was like a golden retriever, like long-haired golden retriever.
And this dog, it was a perfect line halfway across his body from butthole to neck. Down was just black, and everything else was white. And you could hear the owner
sigh.
Yeah, when the dog laid down.
Oh, that's a beating when you got a white dog like that. You don't take it to the park after it just rained if you got a white dog or a light colored dog.
When we got there were some of the biggest dogs I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what kind of house these people live in, but they were like,
they were wolfhounds.
They're massive. They were like big ponies.
Wow. I forget the first word of it, but the second word was wolfhound. Irish wolfhound.
Is it an Irish wolfhound?
And yeah, they didn't have a whole lot of hair. It was kind of a
nasty looking rat tails that were hella long.
Okay.
But they stood like 4.5 feet tall. Things were huge.
Jesus.
And they had three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah.
They'd have to have a freaking stable. You can't put that shit in a house.
The guy went putting leashes on him and stuff, and John's like, I hope you got a truck.
You need to put a bridle and a saddle on that son of a bitch, not a leash.
Yeah, just ride it home.
I didn't see a trailer out there. I don't know what the hell you guys brought these things in.
Damn. All right.
They were some ugly-ass dogs.
Actually, I've seen pictures of them. I didn't realize they were that big, because it's hard to judge in a picture.
They're bigger than your wife.
She's nodding her head yes. That's impressive.
It's true. I'm not being a bitch right now. They're bigger than Becca.
That's a tall-ass dog. Well, and you used a house sit for some friends that had a Great Dane, and that son of a bitch was big, too.
Yeah. A dog that has to bend over to sniff your butt is not right.
Or they can just steal shit straight off the counter. That's what I remember about that dog, is he'd just walk along and, like, head was counter level.
If you're sitting on the couch, the dog shouldn't be able to come up behind you and rest its head on your shoulder.
All right, let's get back into the music. We've got Krista's news coming up. We've also got a top 10 list for you, but let's get back to it with the Dignitaries and What's on Your Mind right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I don't know.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the Dignitaries with What's on Your Mind.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Well, hello there, everyone. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Wow, she's going to go all Ed Murrow on us. That's...
We are going to start out with local news right here in Seattle. They have, the company behind Bacon Salt and Baconaise has created a bacon coffin. Bacon coffins are finished with a painted bacon and pork shading and accented with gold stationary handles. The interior has an adjustable bed and mattress, a bacon memorial tube, and is completed in ivory crepe coffin linens. This coffin is a steal at only $2,999.95 plus shipping. And they say, don't you judge us. After Bacon Lube, which is bacon-flavored personal lubricant, we all knew it was just going to get weirder. And yeah, you're right. We're probably going to hell for this one.
I've got a couple of issues. Why do you need adjustments on the inside? Because once the body's in there, who the hell is going to be adjusting the bed?
They have to adjust it for all the fat asses who want to get buried in bacon. Skinny people are not getting buried in bacon coffins.
That's not an adjustable. That should be an expandable bed.
It's got like those fat, like fat guy jeans. It's got like the accordion. It's a stretches.
It's a Velcro coffin made out of a bacon coffin made out of Velcro expandable.
And if you've been to the butcher recently, that's about the price of a pound of bacon. That shit's expensive now.
Well, looking at this picture, they just painted it up to look like bacon.
Yeah.
And then they put a bacon tube inside, it says.
Like, I think the most disturbing thing about that whole thing is there's bacon lube. I had never heard about that.
I hadn't either, but I'm not that up on my bacon products, but I thought for sure John would after his interest in the bacon a few weeks ago.
It looks like flames, really. I mean, it looks like...
Yeah, I saw the picture online a couple days ago, and I thought, I need one of those.
Now, if they made it smell like bacon, if it was like a scratch
and
sniff...
What the hell is the smell going to matter
at
that point?
The dogs are going to be digging it up. It smells like bacon.
Maybe
you really care what your coffin smells like when you're in it?
Maybe they should make the outside of it lickable. You taste like bacon.
Be a weird way to show your
you
condolences.
You could cover it in bacon lube before you bury it if you really want.
Put some Baconaise on it, some bacon salt, and everybody be walking by licking the coffin as they're paying their condolences.
People are watching it go down in the hole. I'm like, what are we doing for lunch?
I never had one of those burgers, but there's a place that sells lunch out in Seattle and Bellevue and stuff, and they have like one of those Airstreams that they drive around, and they only sell food for like 2 hours a day.
I saw it on the Food Channel.
And they like, you have to look at the website to see where the trailer's going to be at, in what parking lot, and then you go there. And they make their own Baconaise. They like pound down the bacon and make it like a goo, and then it's a bacon spread that they put on your burgers. They make the burgers with half bacon and half beef, in the patty, and then they pat it out and cook it.
I need to find that website.
Google Airstream food truck or something in Bellevue.
Well, I've seen there's a Korean joint down in LA.
Not the same one.
Oh. No, down in LA that does that, where the guy had all these great recipes and he didn't want to actually open a restaurant, so he started serving food at like 2 o'clock outside of clubs in LA, and he just kind of travels around, and now he's up to like 4 or 5 trailers that he's got going around. So, I mean, there's money to be made. That same as a taco van.
Well, yeah, 2 a.m. after last call.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that's not original. He stole that idea from the Mexicans. They've been selling tacos out of trucks for years.
Well, yeah, and then, I mean, if you go downtown,
what'd they sell that shopping cart when you were living down in L.A.? Would that person come around selling?
Tacos.
Out of a shopping cart?
No, out of this lady used to come, like, I moved down there to L.A. I lived in Paris, and...
Because you wanted to be... kind of in the upper crust.
Paris is not the upper crust. Tell you what, once you hear this story.
Okay.
So this lady's walking down the road with a bell, like bing 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 bing, and people in the house are freaking out, like, oh, the taco lady's here. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And it was like little kids going out to meet the ice cream man, right? Like these grown ass
taco lady.
Yeah. And she has one of those old school carts where the people used to sell ice cream out of it,
or like a hot dog stand cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she makes tacos all day or all night, and then she puts them in this ice cream thing and just walks around neighborhoods ringing a bell, and people come running out and buying these tacos from her. And I did not partake. I didn't think that it was going to be very
If she got people chasing her down, that got to be a damn good taco.
Yeah, yeah, you, yeah, probably. I didn't know. I couldn't tell you. That's what people say. I left it alone.
That was probably a good idea, because how sanitary could that honestly be?
Well, so that's what I was thinking. I don't know where those tacos are made. I don't know.
Guarantee she ain't got a health card. She probably ain't even got a green card.
Okay, enough judging the taco lady. On to our
brought
next
it on herself.
Our next news story. In Alabama, the Rose Supper Club in Montgomery is going to start doing Food Stamp Friday theme nights this April. Food Stamp theme nights is just a unique theme night to involve needy families.
Because that's what needy families need. Let's leave the kids at home and go hit the bar.
If you show your food stamp card, you get a reduced entrance. It's only $5 cover charge to get in. The club is very adamant that people will not be using food stamps to buy alcoholic beverages, but they're hoping that this novel approach will draw people to the club.
Can you use your food stamps for your admission?
It doesn't say that.
Maybe like a... Maybe
but
like
you would
a,
think that if you're trying to draw people to your club, you'd be trying to draw people that had money to
your
club.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. The whole goal is to make a little bit of money.
Maybe like an Unemployment Tuesday where they cash your checks.
Sorry, they already have Fat Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesday, and Thirsty Thursday.
You can cash your unemployment check at the bar. Just turn it in for
Shoot
drink.
Me Sundays.
Turn
the
in
the hell
for
kind of crowd are you trying to pull in here?
The manager says that this night is meant to complement the other theme nights.
Homeless Monday. You hear that? That was a novel idea right there.
One of the waitresses says that she does not agree with this promotion. Well, she wanted to be on the record.
At least somebody's got some morals in that club.
And the Human Resources Department spokesman says the department does not approve of the promotion. He says food assistance benefits are meant to provide nourishment for hungry families.
I got
to
say, when I was younger, I worked at this record store and it was right next to a deli. And there were always people out front when you'd walk by saying, hey, I'll give you $30 in food stamps if you buy me a six-pack of beer. And I got to say, at that time, I didn't have the high ethical standards that I do now. And I'd take them up on it. I'd take $30 in food stamps to go buy somebody a $3 six-pack of beer.
You'd be a moron not to. That's
well,
just
yeah.
good. That's just good money practice right there.
that's good business.
He's going to sell to somebody.
That's what I figured. Somebody's going to take him up on this. Why not me and make a couple of bucks?
So anybody trying to sell your food stamps?
Yeah,
actually,
hit me up.
Actually,
at the family meeting at nwczradio.com.
Actually, I think you get credit cards these days.
Yeah, you get those WIC cards or whatever they are.
They're EBT cards.
Because people with the food stamps were
selling them for beer.
They were finding people like you guys to commit crimes and take their food stamps without selling them any food.
I was actually driving past. Papa Murphy's, and they said now accepting EBT cards.
Well, yeah, because they don't cook your food.
So they can. At a restaurant,
still,
they cook it for you.
That seems like such a waste, because, I mean, you can buy a lot of food for the same amount of money. If you shop correctly, you can buy a lot of food for the same amount of money you're going to spend on a pizza. I just thought that was really ghetto. I mean, it was in huge letters. It was like their big advertisement across.
Do you know how many people have food stamps these days?
That's true. with the way the economy is.
Why not advertise?
And it's people that are on food stamps need pizza too. Or they
Nobody
can go buy
needs pizza.
They can go buy a DiGiorno pizza for $6, or they can go buy this one for like $8 at Papa Murphy's.
Yeah,
and it's way bigger, and
I don't even think
it's
they
actually
can use
fresh
those
stuff on top
to pick up at DiGiorno's. I think there are certain foods that you can and cannot buy with those things.
Cooked.
Yeah, but you can buy just about anything. You can't buy cooked food and you can't buy alcohol. You can buy soda. You can buy just about anything with food stamps.
You just can't go to like the Safeway deli and buy like the cooked JoJo's and chicken.
Or the pre-cut meats or the butcher meats and stuff like that. Or can you buy that too?
You can probably buy that.
Wow. Okay.
What do you want the homeless? You want the food stamp people to only be able to buy like...
No, I thought they were
able to buy rice, bread, and Cheerios.
Not Cheerios. That shit's like $5 a box. You get rice,
okay,
bread,
honey
milk.
Honey rings or something.
I just don't like the fact that they can eat better than I can afford to eat. That's what's bugging me.
Well, you need to sign up for some food stamps then.
I guess so. Be like Method Man, roll in there and go rent a limo and roll up to the food stamp place.
I'm old enough. When I was in high school, there was a dude that had a necklace, and he wore a food stamp on his necklace. He cut a hole in the food stamp and wear it around his neck.
Wow.
Like a, yeah.
That's like a rap group singing about the first of the month when their food stamps are going to show up.
I'm pretty sure he'd be singing that in the hallways when he was had his.
I don't know. I heard that song sung a lot in the hallways in high school. But we also saw people trying to trade food stamps and stuff like they were baseball cards. So.
I see your $5 and I raise you a 10.
Yeah. But okay, talking about money, a man who bought Mega Millions tickets last week said to his buddy as he's walking out the door, "I have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning this. I don't know why I bought these tickets." So he goes home, and he is apparently a volunteer weather spotter for the National Weather Service. So he's in his backyard with his ham radio looking for weather, and he got struck by lightning.
Found it.
Spotted.
So he crawled over to his radio, because when he got struck by lightning, it flew out of his hand.
Knocked him the fuck out?
So he crawled over, and he told his radio people what happened, and one of the people he was talking to was a local TV station intern, so they called 911. The man was kept overnight in the hospital because his heart had skipped a few beats, and they wanted to make sure it was all good.
Okay, so, I got to say, when you first told me about this story, you didn't mention that the guy was a weather spotter. His odds are way freaking better getting struck by lightning than your average guy walking down the street, some jackass standing out in the middle of a big field with a lightning rod. I got a better chance of getting struck by lightning. Well, no shit, you're asking for it.
You look
so
for
he
it.
Sent someone else to buy him more lottery tickets on Friday right before the drawing, though.
That's they not how it works.
It didn't get struck by lightning, though.
Yeah, but if your odds went, you go buy that lotto ticket. You don't be like, "Hey, buddy, you haven't had no good shit happen to you in a long time. Here, go buy me some lotto tickets."
He's going
to
get struck again.
The odds of getting struck by lightning are 775,000 to 1 over the course of a year, and the odds of winning the lottery were 176 million to 1.
It would really suck if he was like holding his lottery ticket, and when he got struck by lightning, it fucking burnt up. He would have never...
At one
known.
Point in his life, he did win $2,000 in the lottery, so he says he's still going to keep playing.
Is he going to still keep spotting lightning?
Yeah, he's a volunteer.
He doesn't even get paid for it. He's volunteering to do that shit. Man.
Is it that important of a job, really, to be like, "Hey, I saw lightning"? Yeah, well, no shit. So did 300,000 other people.
Well, you have to go
talk to
the people
and I spotted that shit. You ain't special.
We heard that shit from here. What do you...
He decided from now on he'll sit in the car and talk on his radio and look for the lightning.
He used to fly a kite. I'll know if there's lightning. Fly my metal kite.
And on to the grossest story of the day.
I think this is the grossest story of the year.
In China, they have a delicacy called virgin boy eggs. And they are called that because these people go and they have deals with the local elementary schools. They go collect up buckets of little boys' urine from the bathrooms and they cook their eggs in it. So they boil the eggs in the urine. They have to constantly keep adding it because it evaporates. And then after they cook for a while, they crack the shells and leave them simmering in urine for a few more hours. It's
somebody
in the,
give Becca a bucket. I think she's about to puke.
It's in the Dongyang region.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The Dong region pisses on their eggs, huh?
There's no good reason why it has to be boys' urine. It's just been that way always, so they just keep doing it that way.
Is that the urine egg province of the Dongyang region?
It takes nearly an entire day to make the eggs.
Takes almost an entire day to down one of them sons of bitches, too.
Most of the residents believe in the tradition that the eggs decrease body heat, promote better blood circulation, and just generally reinvigorate the body. Someone I can't pronounce the name, was quoted by saying, "By eating these eggs, we will not have any pain in our waist, legs, and joints. Also, you will have more energy when you work." Local residents also have been known to personally go collect little boys' urine to make these eggs at home.
They're called pedophiles.
Yeah, if you try that shit around here, get shot. Hey, can
I get some piss out of your kid?
Chinese medical experts have mixed reviews. And some of them are warning people about the sanitary issues surrounding the use of these eggs.
I think I saw Bear Grylls do this one time, and I think China just took it a little too far.
One lady said, "We have a tradition that they're good for our health, and it would prevent things like getting a cold. I don't believe in all this, so I do not eat them."
Some traditions aren't good. I'm just
saying. And who the hell made that a delicacy?
Who was the first motherfucker to do it?
Had to be.
And why did it take off like that? Somebody did it, and then somebody else was like, "Oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea."
It had to be somewhere where they don't have running water. I'm guessing.
Yeah, so they needed some kind of liquid to cook their eggs in. But I got
looking
nothing.
At the picture. The white of these eggs are brown. It's a nasty looking egg.
When I was teaching skiing and snowboarding, and I lived in the
if I like where this story's going.
And I lived in the motorhome.
If this reminded you of something you've done in the past, I don't know if I want to hear this story.
I was trying to. I opened the fridge up, and there was like hot dogs and beer and liquor, and that's all there was.
And that's so all you need, John.
I was trying to figure out how to cook
that's
this.
All your fridge has in it now.
Well, I was trying to figure out how to cook this hot dog, and so I've got a pot, and I put. Not piss. I was
like, what is he going to say next? What is the next word going to be coming out of his mouth?
I put beer in there.
Okay. Thank God. Because there were a couple other ways you could go with that, and I just really didn't want to hear him.
And I started to boil it because I figured it would just boil and it would turn into water. And it smelled.
You didn't do well in science in high school, did you?
Well, you boil all the beer and everything leaves except for the water, right?
Actually, it's the opposite. The water evaporates out, and all you have left is the beer stuff.
Yeah, and either way it happened. The water didn't evaporate. The nasty shit did, because that place smelt fucking horrible. I couldn't even be in there. I'd leave the motorhome until it all left. It was a good thing that it left quickly, because I had broken all the vents on the roof the week before, so there was a lot of ventilation.
So it had to leave quickly. There was no way it was going to stay. It wasn't trapped.
Yeah.
And that wasn't your motorhome, was it?
No, it wasn't my motorhome.
That story just disgusted me. You got anything else?
I think that's enough news for one day.
I think so, too. I'm worried about where we could go after that. That would.
That's why I saved it for last.
All right. Let's get back into the music with the Brake Lights and Getting Busy right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I got to piss. Anybody need an egg?
They might break into your car at night, and if you're looking cast funny, or you looking for a fight, hit the wrong part of town and they'll snatch those nights. But if you mind your own business, son, you'll be alright. I keep a small circle and we keep it tight. I keep a notebook close case I need to write. I keep a lot of shit I think to myself. I wait for the right time to take it off the shelf. A lot of people give advice they don't follow. I never recommend a medicine I ain't swallow. I try to pay back everything that I borrow. I live now to day, cause there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow never dies in my golden eye vision. I'll die another day, cause I'm still up on my mission. Got a license to kill, and I hit with precision. Live and let die, all that bullshit fiction. Yo, we getting busy, all up in my city. You fucking up if you ain't already fucking with me. We on that new dude, not what you do. We take the blues and we mix it with some new school. Yo, we getting busy, all up in my city. You fucking up if you ain't already fucking with me. On that new dude, not what you do. Now let me show you what the fuck it is that I do. I'm in my own zone, playing in my own field. Home field, know the cats keep it so real. No meals, trying to get myself a dope deal. But fuck a dope deal though, like no deal. Cause I ain't going to Walla Walla or Kuala Bay. I got a lot of rhymes up on my mind like every day. That's why I'm filling lines up on this motherfucking page. Something with some flavor, something they can fucking taste. That's what I give them, always clever, never nothing less. I keep it simple though, don't make my rhymes a fucking test. If you can hear it, then you feel it and you get it, yes. When I hear that bullshit, you know I'm hitting next. But bullshit ain't what I'm doing, cause I'm doing me. I'm just a human bro with music flowing fluidly. I'm always on time, never with that truancy. It's me and Johnny, you can call me the cruel MC. Yo, we getting busy, all up in my city. You fucking up if you ain't already fucking with me. We on that new dude, not what you do. We take the blues and we mix it with some new school. Yo, we getting busy, all up in my city. You fucking up if you ain't already fucking with me. We on that new dude, not what you do. Now let me show you what the fuck it is that he do.
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was the Brake Lights with Getting Busy.
And
And now it's time for what should be an intervention, John's Drink of the Week.
So, threw something new at you, didn't we, Johnny?
Yeah, you sure did.
We've been meaning to talk.
So to keep up with the nasty shit that we were just talking about, the little boys pissing.
This is a douchebag week, is it?
No, it's worse than that. I was looking for...
Worse than a douchebag.
Yes, it's worse than a douchebag. This isn't the drink of the week. This is just something I found while I was doing some research.
I was going to say, you're going to drink this nasty shit all week? I'm going to take some videos and put it on Facebook.
It is called an Irish cum shot.
I don't think I want to hear the ingredients.
The hell site did you find this on?
And the ingredients are Bailey's, Jameson.
Of course.
Warm Mountain Dew and egg whites.
Ew. That sounds disgusting.
I dare you to go into a bar and order an Irish cum shot. Just for the look.
It would be fun to see what people try to give him.
I was going to say, I want Krista with a video and John walking up to the bar and asking for an Irish cum shot.
I wouldn't drink it.
We could sneak it off on some buddy of ours or something, but I just want to see you order it. I want to see the response from the bartender.
Tell her when she says she can't, she doesn't know what it is, tell her to look it up and then see the response when she comes back. Like, is that really what you want? But what I find was I found a crack pipe. And
I know where you live. That's really not that big of a shock.
It consists of vodka, apple pucker, and energy drink. Which doesn't sound all that bad.
Apple pucker.
Vodka.
Vodka and an energy drink.
I guess it would depend on the energy drink. Some drinks are depends, you know.
Well, they say the recipe called for sparks.
It's almost like a Mountain Dew type flavor, right?
No, it's malt liquor.
Oh, I was thinking malt liquor. Surge.
Sparks is the alcoholic energy drink.
Most bars you go to are gonna have like random energy drinks.
Yeah, whatever's cheapest.
Yeah.
There's one of them that actually smells like vomit. It is terrible. What is it? Oh, God.
I can't think of the name of it, but I know which one you're talking about. They have it on the gun usually.
Yeah, like I ordered like a vodka Red Bull and I got this thing. I took a drink and I was like, God, this is horrible. I said, let me just get some of that energy drink. And I just wanted to smell the energy drink and see what it was.
I can't remember what the name of it is, but I know what you're talking about. Cause I remember that night and you were like, oh, it's gotta be Red Bull. And they're like, no, we've got it on the gun. So, cause you were asking for the can and they wouldn't bring it to you cause they had it on the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it did smell horrible. All right. So it's called the crack. Once again, I'd love to see you just walk up to the bartender and go, give me a crack pipe.
Depending on the bar you're in, you might get a real crack pipe.
What the hell kind of joint do you think you're in?
You want the loner crack pipe? Okay, here, let me get the...
I'm not giving you my personal one.
Yeah, my personal one's my... Not Bling Bling's crack pipe.
Everybody's out back. Go ahead and just hit it up. All right. So John's drinking crack pipes all week. Make sure you go in and ask your bartenders. And if you do go order an Irish cum shot, make sure you take video of it and send it to us at the family meeting at nwczradio.com. I'd love to see that video.
Once again, the Irish cum shot was Bailey's, Jameson, Warm Mountain Dew, and egg whites.
Wow, that's just...
I think we need a bar fuck it in the studio next week.
If we're going to keep up with these kind of stories, I think we're going to need to do that. Let's jump back into the music with Claymore and Buy Me a Beer right here on the family meeting on nwczradio.com.
Another early morning and I wake up on my own. I reach for the bottle and I give the milk a miss. I move at my own pace and I don't shave if I don't want to. I think to myself, does it get better than this? Beauty and grace, sense of humor and charisma. I like to think that I am all that. I have all I need, my guitar and my mirrors. What can I say? I am where it's at. But if you buy me a beer, you can join me at my table. Buy me another and we'll have an answer too. Buy me one more and you can meet my mother. But buy me a whiskey and I'll be in love with you.
I see you're taken back, and I don't mean to alarm you. This is something I said, I don't want to be unkind. Now might be the time to order up those drinks. Just hard to be a living legend in my own mind. But if you buy me a beer, you can join me at my table. Buy me another, and we'll have an answer too. Buy me one more, and you can meet my mother. But buy me a whiskey, and I'll be in love with you.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Claymore with Buy Me a Beer. And we actually saved time this week to do a top 10 list that we promised we'd bring to you last week. I came across this and I thought it was actually a pretty interesting list. And there's some real shockers on here. It is the top 10 rejected movie roles that became legendary. Now, these are roles that either producers decided not to go with a certain actor or the actor turned down the role. And some of them, I've seen the movies, but I can't remember the character that they're talking about. Like the one at number 10 is Tommy in Shawshank Redemption. Have you guys seen the Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, but I can't remember who Tommy is.
I can't either.
Oh, well, isn't it the younger guy that gets out of jail first?
You know what it might be. Originally, Brad Pitt was up for that role, but it doesn't say if he turned it down or if the producers decided to go a different direction. Number 9 is Marty McFly in Back to the Future. Originally, that role was played by Eric Stoltz. And they actually started filming, and Robert Zemeckis decided that he wasn't right for the role and recast it with Michael J. Fox.
Who was the first guy? What did he do?
Eric Stoltz. He was the guy from Mask.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And, yeah, he played Rocky in Mask. He's like that guy. He's been in a ton of movies, and you'd be like, if you see his face, you're like, oh, that guy, unless it's Mask.
All I saw him was Mask, and I would like to think I would not recognize him.
You didn't get a chance to really see his face in that one. This one, Bubba. And Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Originally, Tupac Shakur was tagged to play that role.
Yeah, I can't see that.
I really can't either, but they ended up going with...
we all know who it was. It was Bubba.
Yeah, but according to Tupac's ex-wife, he auditioned for the role, but wasn't given the part.
He would bring a different flavor to the part, that's for sure.
For sure. An Officer and a Gentleman. That old Richard Gere movie from the 80s. Originally, I guess John Denver was offered that role and turned it down because he said the script sucked. He thought it was too old school. They gave it to Richard Gere and it became one of his biggest hits of all time.
Bigger than Pretty Woman?
It was at the time. I mean, that was kind of the movie that made him a star. That's how he was able to get roles like Pretty Woman and some of the other stuff that he did after that. Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Was originally written for Michael Madsen, who played Vic Vega in The Reservoir Dogs. Michael Madsen turned it down because he was doing Kevin Costner's Wyatt Earp, and he says he kicks himself in the ass every single day for turning down that movie to do Kevin Costner's Wyatt Earp because that movie was horrible, just absolutely horrible. The role of John Kress in The Karate Kid, the sensei, the producers say they originally offered it to Chuck Norris, and he turned it down. And they gave it to the other guy, and everybody knows that sensei was Sweep the Leg Johnny and that whole scene in The Karate Kid. Chuck Norris apparently says he was already doing leading roles at that time. There's no way he would have taken that role if they had offered it to him, and claims that they didn't offer him that movie.
Like the sensei?
Yeah. Yeah, like the main sensei that...
Asian guy?
No, not Mr. Miyagi.
Wouldn't that be the sensei?
Well, no, there was a sensei for the what was the name of the group? The bad kids, the Cobras, for the Cobras in that movie. And Chuck Norris said he wouldn't have taken it because he didn't like the negative stereotype that it gave to martial arts, which I can totally see Chuck Norris saying that. And this one cracked me up. Number four is the Terminator.
Who was going to be the Terminator?
O.J. Simpson.
What?
Auditioned for the Terminator. Here's the funny thing. Producers didn't think he would be believable as a killer.
So, well, I guess they were right, right?
Yeah. They seriously thought he wouldn't be taken seriously as a killer. And so they turned it down and they gave it to Schwarzenegger. Number three.
Who obviously looks like he could kill just many, many random people.
Yeah, and he's not a killer in real life, which is kind of funny. It's I guess it's the one you never expect it to be the one that it is, huh?
That's what the neighbors always say on the news. I never would have thought they'd do that.
I never would have expected him to kill people.
Except for old the Green River Killer, you know, the down at work.
Suspected that guy.
They called him Green River Gary for years before he was actually convicted.
One of my coworkers actually went to school with him. He went to school with her family, and she always talks about what a freaking creep he was even back in the day.
Can you imagine the first time he was like sitting in the lunchroom at Kenworth down there, and they were like, "Hey, you're probably the Green River Killer." He was eating a sandwich like, "What?
Are the cops here?" Number three, Han Solo in Star Wars. There were actually a whole lot of people that tried out for this role that turned it down. James Caan, Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, Robert De Niro, and Burt Reynolds all auditioned for that role and turned it down. And Harrison Ford ended up taking the role, and obviously that made a huge star out of him.
And what did Burt Reynolds end up in? That movie with the monkey? Did he do a movie with a
That's Clint
monkey?
Eastwood. Are you thinking of Clint Eastwood?
I don't think so. I'm thinking of
with the eye rock?
No.
The trucker? He was a trucker?
Maybe I am thinking of that one.
Because, yeah, he did the Smokey and the Bandit movies came out after Star Wars, or right around that same time. And he made a lot of crappy. Cannonball Run movies came out after that.
Were those guys even stars back then?
Burt Reynolds was. Burt Reynolds was huge. And so was Pacino, because at that point, I want to say the first Godfather had already come out. Number two, Lestat, an Interview with a Vampire, originally Johnny Depp.
I didn't see that. I don't know.
That's one of my favorite movies. Tom Cruise ended up playing the role, but Johnny Depp was offered that role, and it was completely, it would have made that movie completely different to have Johnny Depp playing that role, because he's so kind of off the wall. And this one, are you a Matrix fan, John?
I watched the first two.
Okay, you know who originally was tapped to play Neo in The Matrix?
No.
Will Smith.
Is that the role is that Keanu Reeves played?
Yeah.
Is that him?
That's Keanu Reeves as Neo, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And originally, Will Smith was supposed to, he auditioned for it, and he ended up turning it down. All right. So that was the top 10 list of rejected movie roles, either by the actor or by the producers of the other directors of the movies. All right. You guys got anything else?
No.
Trying to think about it. Are you sure?
Yeah, I had.
You sound like maybe you do.
I had shit I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember what it was. I was thinking about it, and then the topic isn't. We're not talking about anything, and then, well, I mean, we're talking about something. That's why I don't say it. But then when it comes around time where I can say something,
it's completely gone out of your head.
It's gone.
You need to keep a pen, and write stuff down.
I don't write good.
For those of you out there, John's just shaking his head. No, like that ain't gonna happen.
All right, let's get back into the music with The Dudes Abide, and It's Your Life right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com.
It's your life. Better do what you can, 'cause it goes by. Hide out in your room, only hiding from your
back to the family meeting. That was The Dudes Abide and It's Your Life.
Make sure you log on to Facebook and check us out on our Facebook page at The Family Meeting. Follow me on Twitter at JohnCurtis316.
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1, which is CHRISTA Curtis1. And I'm trying to make it more interesting for you people who have been following me. I might tweet a little more often.
I always forget to do that, too. I'm horrible about that. I spend a lot of time on Facebook. But
no,
I don't.
You don't. You tweet and you Facebook at the same time, and it's quite irritating to the Facebookers.
Well, that's because I tweet on my phone, and I've got a link to where it goes to all three of them. Twitter.
All three of them.
Well, because it automatically updates the Facebook page, the family meeting Facebook page, my Facebook page, and my Twitter.
So all of you who are friends with Jason on Facebook don't have to follow him on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter. It's JasonCurtis925. We've got two places that they can like us on Facebook. We've got the group page, and then we've also got our main show page. And make sure you go like us on the show page. Email us if you've got any questions for the Bambino. Email us if you're in a band and you want us to play your songs. It's thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
And send us your videos ordering those drinks at bars.
Yeah. Send us the videos of you ordering crack pipes and Irish cum shots at the bars this week.
And send us shots of what those drinks look like when you get them.
Yeah, because I'm not following John around while he does this because I don't want to be a part of it. I just want to see the video. Keep listening. The aquarium's coming up. They've got a two-parter. The second part of an interview with Chris Klemecki, who was a friend of this show and has been on this show. Also keep listening. The Northwest Metal Zone's coming up. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday.